Oh my God, it's time for another one. Welcome to the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It is Wednesday's show recapped, recut. Well, not recut. We didn't recreate what was said on the show. We simply snipped it up and repackaged it for your listening enjoyment. This is March 11th's broadcast. Wednesday, we talked Corona survival to kick things off. Cruise bribes, then stayed on the topic everybody's staying on these days, and took a Kiss the Bills poll. Would you do it? I think it's a no-brainer myself. Modern English is reuniting. Dance the Night Away was featured in Song Stories today, and John talked about his Layla letdown. Then we rounded out the show with another edition of Pro or Con. Live from Clearwater, Florida for the Phillies spring training, we had a mystery guest on the line. Who would it be, a pro or a con? Find out right here, right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
I managed to go, I think we should all be congratulated.
All right, why?
We've gone another 24 hours, no one in the studio has coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
It's creeping, so, though.
Right, you know.
Right, it'll happen.
Right.
Wait for it.
Yeah. Right, you think so?
After Steve gets back from Tampa.
Steve gets back from Tampa.
Doesn't matter, I don't need to go to Tampa. Somebody my wife works with, daughter, goes to Germantown Academy.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Exactly. Cut you off at the pass. Yeah.
Do you want to
be better that I go to Tampa, John, to be honest with you.
If I had to put money on who was going to bring coronavirus into the studio, I would have put big money on him.
I'm a man of the woods. Yeah. And it's going to take a lot to get to me.
We got a better chance, with him getting Lyme disease.
That's right. I might have it now.
But we have interns. I think the interns would give it to us first.
Really?
Yeah.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah, in a college atmosphere,
right.
A campus.
Right. Meanwhile, you're the one getting in an airplane.
Yeah, but it's
a
giant
tube.
Me and just me.
Just you.
It's like Andrew Santino on Friday. I'm going to fly the plane.
Right.
It's going to be a private jet, essentially.
Our comic who was in last Friday, Andrew Santino, came in on the red eye, which is usually a full flight, right, from L.A. to Philadelphia. That flight is always full, and there were 70
Isn't
people
that
on the
insane?
Plane.
And one of them was Mike Tyson.
Right, yeah. One of them was everybody had a row.
It ain't affecting me. I'm fine. I don't give a shit.
I'll beat it up. That's what I'll do.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of coronavirus, who isn't speaking of coronavirus? Carnival Cruises is offering free drinks if you don't cancel your cruise.
Free drinks.
Wait, don't you always get free drinks on a cruise?
Not necessarily.
Should.
Yeah, definitely should.
Well,
that was built into mine.
Yeah, if you're going on a 3 and 4 day cruise, they're offering $100 per cabin, $150 for 5 day cruises, and 6 days or longer, $200.
Is there a hazmat suit included?
Right, that's
then I'm in.
I'm sorry. It's going to take a hell of a lot more to get me on a cruise ship right now, and free won't even do it.
Exciting and new. Come aboard. We've got Corona for you. Good luck. When you walk through the door, forget the gloves and the mask, 'cause we're leaving the shore.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
You know, as long as we're on, I'm on as much of a coronavirus kick this morning as every news broadcast I've watched for the past.
It's relentless.
Week, right? You know, but people were asked, Americans were asked, if they offered you a free cruise, would you go on it? And 2/3 said no. Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would say no if there was no coronavirus. Yeah. I'm not a fan of cruises.
Yeah,
I'm
not a cruise guy either.
There are some people who love them and more power to it.
Sure.
Right? Free, not for me, right? Although I take one of those Viking cruises, the river cruises, that I would do. All right? Anyone, let me ask you this. All right? If someone offered you $1 million, but you had to kiss each bill... Okay.
Take a long time.
What if Washington's?
Right. Okay. We'll make them Benjamins. Make them Benjamins.
Okay.
They're $100 bills.
Okay.
Still takes a long time.
Still takes a long time, but still. But would you do it?
Would slide my tongue so far down Ben's throat.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You'd have to rip me off him.
Oh, gross.
After we just heard that money is the dirtiest thing of all of the things you can
John,
touch.
John, I'm 37. I'll be fine.
I'm with Dave on that. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. You'll kiss the money, too? You'll lick the money?
I should be dead for what I just survived with my toddler this week and his cough all over me. I'm feeling good about my immune system.
Okay.
Bring me the stacks.
Let's open it up. All right. Let's open it up to our listeners. We'll make it a text poll, an instant text poll starting right now. If someone offered you $1 million, but you had to kiss each bill, would you take it? Text 1 for yes and 2 for no to MGK MGK. Cindy, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. So for yourself, if someone offered you $1 million, but you had to kiss each bill, would you take the money?
$1 million would buy a lot of medical care. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the instant text poll.
Instant.
It's quick, easy.
Instantly.
Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey says, according to our listeners, our responding listeners this morning, 91% of them are licking money.
Yeah.
My kind of people.
Everybody's going for it. 9% are like, well, they must be the... That 9% must be the 1%.
Oh, yeah.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I get it.
What? Are you missing a couple of buttons?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Strictly for laughs.
102.9.
You know.
MGK.
That's not bad. It's pretty clever.
So, you remember Modern English? Remember the band Modern English?
Yes.
Melt with you, right. Mm-hmm. I was mentioning this earlier, and Steve is getting all excited about that song. Yeah. Right. How high did it make it on the charts?
Well, when it came out, it made it to 78, but in 1990, it got up to 76 on the Billboard 100.
Must have been in a movie.
Later, I don't know why. Yeah.
Soundtrack or something, probably.
Speaking
of some, making it back, Modern English has decided to go out on their 40th anniversary tour.
Nice.
Right? Yeah.
When's the last time they toured?
I have no idea, but here's an even bigger question.
Uh-huh.
What's the other?
That's what I...
What's the other Modern English song?
Let me pull their discography.
There might be one. We might be forgetting.
I mean, there was a second one.
The only other thing to chart on the Hot 100 was Hands Across the Sea in 1984. It hit 91.
Hands Across the Sea.
Yeah.
So, but they made this big announcement yesterday that they're going back out on the road.
Okay.
Their 40th anniversary tour. So I figured I would help, and I put together a commercial for them.
That's nice of you.
Promote the tour.
British new wave icons Modern English have just announced a 40th anniversary North American tour. Modern English, with undoubtedly one of the biggest songs of the 80s.
I'll stop the world and melt with you.
I melt with you. And their other big hits. Well, there's I melt with you.
I'll stop the world and
every show will feature a complete performance of their 1982 classic album, After the Snow.
Check track listing online to see when they'll be playing I Melt With You.
I'll stop the world, I melt with you.
Modern English. Don't miss them doing I Melt With You this summer.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm a man who likes to talk and sing with children.
102.9 MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to you by Homespire Windows and Doors, professionals you can trust. Dance the Night Away was Van Halen's first single to crack the top 20. David Lee Roth is here to explain. Maybe it was because of the little extra flavor they put into it.
Dance the Night Away is a little bit of a Latin kind of taste in there, which I always thought went real perfect with rock and roll. Banging on a cowbell, whether it was Mississippi Queen or, down on the corner, Creedence, with the cowbell, whatever, it always made sense. Toss that into the song, I thought it fit real well. And dancing is what it's all about. At least 50% of all rock and roll is physical.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio?
There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering here. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.
Remember the last time I went to see Clapton was at the Borgata in Atlantic City. And it was going to be like basically a blues show, but you knew, he's going to do Layla.
Sure.
And he did that version.
Oh, no.
I was like, no, no, that's not allowed to be done in public.
Should have started a chant.
Other version. Other version.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird in my bush.
MGK.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for Pro or Con, where we have a listener on the phone, and that listener is Seth. Good morning, Seth. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, John?
I am fine, sir. Now, you realize just for playing today, right, whether you are right or wrong, you will walk away with a family four-pack of tickets for the opening weekend of the Phillies. But if you are right, we will also include a $100 check or gift card, however you want it, to you for Pro or Con. All right?
All right. Sounds great.
Now we do have our person of interest on the phone. And good morning, person of interest. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing just fine.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Smoker.
Yes, a heavy smoker. All right. So, Seth, ask your three questions.
What's the worst part of spring training?
Early mornings.
Early mornings.
Early mornings.
How long have you played for the Phillies?
Well, that's really...
That's sort of the baseball player question.
Yeah,
person,
yeah,
don't
yeah.
answer that.
Right. Person, don't answer that because, yeah, right. It has to be, yeah, to be a little
answer.
More general, right? You know, because,
thanks, Lindley.
You can't say, you know, what position do you play or how long have you played. So you'll have to go for something a little more general.
Okay. What's the best part of spring training?
The weather.
Okay, so you got getting up early and the weather. Here comes your third question.
What's the best part about Philadelphia?
That's a good one.
Best part about Philadelphia is the restaurants downtown.
Okay, the restaurants downtown. So you've got the restaurants downtown. Getting up early is the worst, right?
And the
weather in Clearwater is the best. All right, what do you think, Seth? Do you have a player or are you being conned?
I think it's a player with a really bad accent.
You think it's a player with a really bad accent? So, a person of interest, right?
Yeah.
Are you a player?
I wish. Yeah. No, I'm not.
No, we don't have a we don't have a player there, Seth. We've got Greg Murphy, the field announcer from the Phillies broadcast.
Sure.
But at least, Seth, you have the tickets. Hold on a moment. Let me put you on hold, and let's just talk to Greg
Murph,
for a moment.
When you're down there, do you get a French fried potatoes?
French fried potatoes are some of my favorites. Yeah, absolutely.
That was a great Sling Blade you did.
Either that or Larry the Cable Guy, one of the two. Right.
Yeah, you know, I rolled out of bed about 40 minutes ago, so it's just stuck that way right now. That's the way it is.
You said it like a 93 Philly.
Right. Yeah, right.
For those of you who need a refresher course, Greg, of course, is the field announcer for the Phillies. He's been with them since 2012. He's the guy who's always standing in the stand, talking to some kid with a guy with a baby, and telling you about baseball all at the same time.
You read that right from my bio.
Got it from your notebook.
Now it's so much fun. It's so much fun seeing you in the stands. I mean, you know, and you bring up great things. You know, you get to talk to the guys in the booth, but there's always that guy next to the guy with a baby, someone with a big slice of pizza in their face, going, "Hey, you enjoying that?" Right? So
you know what? And I always say it just beats working for a living.
Yeah,
it's so much fun. I grew up in Philadelphia. I've been a Phillies fan my entire life. To get a chance to just be, you know, in and around this team all the time, it really is. It's the best job going.
All right. Now, what made you go into television? What was the thing that triggered you into television? Did you want to be in TV sports, or did you have another goal?
I actually went to college. I went to St. Joe's University, and I went there to be a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
And while I was there, I started broadcasting the men's and women's basketball games just kind of on the side as kind of a lark, and
right.
I fell in love with it. So started doing some internships in and around Philly, and I said, hey, you know, this beats going to law school. So that's how I fell into it.
Now, from what I understand, is there any truth to the rumor that you were an intern here at MGK?
Yes. My first internship ever was at WMGK way back in the day. I think it must have been 92, I would think.
For you, and, that was way back in the day. For me, it was a couple of weeks ago.
It feels like it, let me tell you.
Who's showing you on?
I was a PR intern. And there was two stations at the time. So we were doing PR for both stations, and MGK being one of them. And we would go out and about, do the events. It was a blast. It was great.
So it was magic when you were here? Magic?
No, it would have been magic when he was here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. We don't say that anymore. it makes us uncomfortable and feels dirty.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
So tell me about spring training. How's it looking to you? How does the team look to you? And what do you think is going to happen this year?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, if people have been watching or listening to games, obviously we're winning, which is great. It's been a while since we've had a winning spring training. I think we have 13 wins versus 3 losses at this point. So that's fun. I mean, it doesn't mean a whole lot, but, you know, it's always more fun to win than lose. So that is good. And we're seeing some of the guys that we're going to see back in Philadelphia really doing some good things. I mean, Bryce has been outstanding. Zach Wheeler pitched yesterday. He was terrific. Reese is hitting well. Aaron Nola's throwing the ball well. So the guys that we need to be playing well seem to be finding their timing. They're getting their stuff down. And, you know, we're about 2 weeks away from opening day.
Yeah, so it's crazy.
This is when you want to be at your best, and they're starting to find it.
Most surprising thing or most surprising player? Anybody, you know, any of the youngins really blowing you away?
Well, we've had a couple of, you know, the minor league guys. There's always one or two minor league guys that kind of step up and kind of, you know, make their presence known. I'll tell you who's been terrific is Alec Bohm, who is the number one pick for the Phils 2 years ago. He's a guy that we could see in Philadelphia later this season. He has come out, and we've seen him an awful lot playing on the big field, and he has just flat out hit. And that's what everyone has said about him. The guy can hit, and he's done that so far this spring. So that is really, really good to see.
All right. Well, Greg, thank you so much this morning for destroying this guy's chance at $100.
Yeah. Right? I feel badly now.
No, it's all right.
Get back to your camels.
Yeah, I need another smoke, so I got to go, guys.
You take care.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their link. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just the thing.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.